लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today we are going back to the other side of the world. Not LA, not New York. We are moving forward in the time zone and 10 hours. So I can say good morning to him because it's already in the morning and he already started a new week. And at my place, it's now at the moment late in the evening. And I'm happy that he takes the time so early in this morning, and I say good morning and hello to Australia, to Harrison Keane. Welcome to my podcast, Harrison.
Hello. It is
manic,
the morning, but
manic
it's
Monday.
Not too early, so we're all good. Yeah,
it's a manic Monday. Hopefully,
starting
the Monday was good so far.
So I woke up and I came here. So
okay,
it's been all positive. So
you haven't eaten anything till now, so you're doing it totally
on a bare stomach.
Who? Coffee?
But I usually don't eat anything for a little bit at breakfast time anyway, so this is normal.
Coffee type?
No, I don't like coffee actually. I don't drink it.
I haven't one sip coffee in my life so far, so I totally understand this. So what's your normally day routine when you're not on set?
So normally I will wake up and immediately I'll go outside and play with my dog, get that morning sunshine in, get the morning fresh air. It's good for like the light and stuff. And then also playing with the dog, just absolutely pinging a soccer ball down the back and making the dog run 60 meters down this slope that we have, and I keep playing with her until she tires out, until she like stops bringing it back to me. And
I'm thank like, you,
you're done.
I'm done. So I assume when you're a dog dad, you're a morning type, because I've never met any dog person who is not a morning type,
I wouldn't say I'm a morning type because I don't get up like super early or anything, but I have energy in the morning. So maybe that makes me a morning type. I don't know.
No, you know, sometimes you cannot speak to a person for the first 2 hours after waking up until they got their first coffee. And for me, for example, it's easy to get up in the morning and I don't need to warm up for the day with my emotion or stuff like that. For me, it's totally fine to start directly.
But I like after that, I'll just go straight to the gym and start get my workout in for the day.
So you are losing your energy in the whole morning and then...
Well, it's weird. It gives me energy for the rest of the day when I do my workout early on. It makes me feel good for the rest of the day. So I don't know. I suppose I used to do it at night, but then I would get too exhausted.
To be honest, me too. I'm going for a morning walk with my dogs. And when I'm going to gym, I'm doing it directly after this. Because for me, it's sometimes hard to get motivated to do it in the evening when I'm...
Yeah.
Back from the evening walk, I'm so not today. No, I'm tired. No, I don't want to go. So it's for me, it's better to do it in the morning. So yeah. Australia, I spoke to the Vertical Drama Queen from Australia, And what about acting in Australia for verticals? I never spoke until now. It's lined up with some other Australian actors, but I never spoke with an Australian actor. Oh, that's a lie. Oh, shit. I spoke with one Australian actor yet.
Who have
Okay.
you spoken with?
I spoke with, oh, wait, let me, I'm so bad with names.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so bad with names. I'm so bad. I'm so bad. With, what's his first name? Daval, Anthony.
Anthony, yeah.
Yes, I spoke with him and he's Australian. Sorry, Anthony.
He is.
Oh,
Sorry,
shit.
Anthony.
Okay, so you're the second Australian actor I'm speaking
Okay,
with.
nah. Silver medal. That's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. But how long are you into vertical acting? When did it pop up in Australia?
It popped up in Australia about maybe 2.5 to 3 years ago, but it was very like slow at the start, very few productions. I didn't hop on until a bit over a year ago in Australia, and that's when that was around the time it started picking up and doing a lot more productions, although not a lot because it only does a couple of months here in Sydney and Melbourne. But with the verticals overseas as well, it's a lot of Australian actors do travel to China specifically. And so, because there's not tons of verticals being shot in Australia, we'll also travel overseas and shoot a lot of them overseas, which is helpful and gives us more work. But we would love if more would shoot in Australia because
How
then
long
people.
is it for you to travel to China?
It's typically about a 16-hour trip, usually about 10 hours, and then a layover, and then another few hours on a flight.
So it's not shorter than going from LA to China, isn't it? No,
No.
they're
How
also.
long is the flight from LA to China?
I think they're also flying more about 14 hours, stuff like that, I think.
Yeah. It's probably a touch more travel time from LA, but yeah, not too far off.
So how many times did you shoot in China?
So I've shot in China 3 times and 3 separate trips, and I've shot in Istanbul, Turkey once.
When did you shoot in Istanbul?
I shot in July, I believe. It was really hot over there. That would have been middle of summer in Turkey.
Is it released yet?
It is released. The summer I turned bad. With Felix
Yeah!
and Kayla leading it. Yeah.
I saw it 2 weeks ago.
It's a good one. It's very good.
With Felix and
Yeah.
yeah, you were the villain. You were the villain
I
boyfriend.
was. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I saw this 2 weeks ago, roundabout. Are
Yeah,
you
it was very good.
sometimes a nice person in a vertical or always
Everyone is a nice person. Who wants to be a nice person, you know? No.
listen, because of my black hairs, I always supposed to be the bad one. I did some acting stuff too, also in the kindergarten when we,
You?
yeah, also in the kindergarten when we did Sleeping Beauty, I was the bad witch. Because of my black hairs, I can
Yeah.
totally live with the villain role. I love villain roles. No one expects something good from you.
No,
So I like it, but you're not looking like a typical villain, if I can say that
yes,
in
I
this way.
suppose.
You're looking too nice.
Oh, well, thank you. I have a tendon, not tendency, I have a natural skill, I suppose you would call it, towards being the villain, but I'm working on.
A natural skill to be a villain. What's this natural skill, please?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just an asshole.
Okay, question. How do you prepare for the villain role, or do you even have to prepare for the villain role?
Well, one of the main things I do for the villain role is I try and find the reasoning and the belief behind the decisions they make. Because no one thinks they're the villain. Everyone thinks they're the good guy. So when you're the villain, even if you're making objectively wrong or bad decisions, you think you're doing it for the right reasons. You think you're making the right decisions. So I'll go in and I'll look at the script and I'll think, why am I making these decisions? Like, what's my justification behind it? I'm in the right here, and everyone else is usually in the wrong. And I'm like, they're in the wrong because they've done this, 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 and this. She broke up with me. I don't know. It's like any reason I can find that they're in the wrong, I'm in the right, and that justifies then what I do. That's one of the main components of preparing for my villain roles.
Is it hard for you to, or challenging for you to play villain, or easy?
It's
Because of your natural, how did you call it? Natural talent?
natural talent, natural skill. Yeah. It's easy now, but I try to find something that makes it interesting. Because you can do the standard, like, mean guy villain. But I don't know whether this is just because I've done so many of them now that I'm trying to make it more interesting for myself. But I try and find something new or different to add into each role. For example, I was just doing an audition and I was trying to make it different from the villains I'd done before. So I added a bit of a mental instability, a bit of a uncontrolled kind of rage almost.
Like
That
of
was just
psychotic style.
toward, yeah, heading towards a sort of psychotic uncontrollability that the character had. And they really liked it. But yeah, whichever role it is, I try to find something that's kind of unique or different or fun. And if I'm having fun doing the role, then it's going to translate well, and the audience is likely going to have fun watching it.
Did you ever play a nice guy in Vertigo?
I have played nice guys in verticals. I came off a project in China recently where I was playing the male lead. It wasn't the romantic lead, but it was still the male lead, and he was a nice guy, I would suppose. Or he was at least transitioned into a nice guy. He was a bit of an asshole at the start, but then the female lead showed him how to act properly, and he kind of had that arc, that transition.
So you have to be teached nicely.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the Private Harrison like? More the really nice one, or more the mix of nice and maybe sometimes villain one?
The Private Harrison is constantly trying to make people laugh.
Are you a
As in,
prankster? Prankster is for me kind of needs a bit of villainous in.
I wouldn't say I'm a prankster. I just say I'm funny. My sister would say I'm not funny, but I think I'm funny.
Why? Why would your sister say you're not funny?
Because she's a meanie poo. No, she's funny as well.
No,
That's
I
what
don't under
I'm
is the Australian humor kind of different than the European humor, for example?
Yeah, I think so. Australia is very sarcastic and making fun of ourselves and making fun of each other, like roasty banter type humor.
No, because I was thinking, I spoke a lot of f to fans and actors and actresses, stuff like that, which genres they want to see more in verticals, and a lot said they want to see more comedy. But I'm not sure if If you are doing a comedy vertical, if it works in every country because of the culture difference in, for example, the humor. Because I
That's
spoke
interesting.
lately to a post-production team in Vietnam for this podcast. And one of them told me that she's watching a lot of verticals in Chinese verticals, and she said to me that she surely thinks that comedy verticals are coming up because they are producing a lot of them lately in China. But to be honest, I'm not sure if the Chinese humor in the script would work well for the Western
Yes,
verticals.
that's a big thing to focus on for vertical development is sometimes Eastern and Chinese normalities don't translate over to a Western audience. And you've seen it with things like the tropes that are very common, and sometimes the abuse of women or unnecessary violence in these verticals. Sometimes it's very good for an Eastern audience, and that's why it probably did very well with the Chinese markets. But then when it's translated, sometimes it doesn't translate very well culturally with a Western audience. And so the same thing would probably apply for comedy.
Yeah, I think so.
So it would have to almost be written by people who understand Western culture and Western comedy.
There are lately a lot of American actors who started writing their own scripts and publishing verticals on their own. For example, Campus Rivals, Love and Blood, stuff like that. Is this in Australia also coming up that more own stuff is produced?
I haven't s heard of any actors in Australia produce their own verticals. I do know of a production team in Melbourne, Turtle Media. I'm pretty sure, and I may be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure they write or create their own verticals. They don't do ones that are given to them. So that's probably the closest thing we have in Australia. But it would be great to have more self-written verticals. I know actually I did a beach vertical that just came out, Royal Prince's Secret Vacation. That was written by our director, Katie Elliott.
Which platform was it published? Do you know that?
Vigloo. Vigloo. It
When?
was, yeah, it came out about a week ago.
Oh, I haven't seen it because I have a yearly membership on Wiglu, but I think I haven't seen it till
Yeah,
now.
I'm not sure if it had a massive release, but it came out. We'll keep pushing it for a bit on the socials. But yeah, that was written by Katie Elliott and then adjusted with the client, with the platform to fit more appropriately for a vertical format. But yeah, it would be great to see more Australian writers popping up and putting shows into the mix and getting them made here.
So you said you shot for Viglu, for example. My impression is that smaller platforms like Viglu or Candy Jar or Drama Pops also producing kind of bit better quality because they are not dropping so many shows like Drama Box really shot in such a short time. Because I thought Drama Pops or Viglu never disappointed me in their shows because their stories are kind of different than the classic ones on the big platforms. And I think, or I hope, that the smaller platforms also like Viglook and just stuff like that, they are more willing to take a risk of kind of new stories. So when you shot this one for Viglook, was it kind of different to work with them than for the other platforms?
Yeah, well, I completely agree on that point that some of these platforms that are smaller and sometimes aren't Chinese based, as we've seen with Viglu and Drama Pops, they are producing very good quality verticals and different sort of verticals, which is nice to see, and it's very refreshing. Especially Drama Pops, the teams over there, they've got some great teams, great production teams shooting them, and they look really great. Similar to The Summer I Turned Bad, it looks really good, and it's a different-ish sort of story. And you're getting a lot more of that stuff with these international platforms. For Australian productions, sorry, I've completely just forgotten what you asked me.
I asked you if it's different to shoot with the smaller
Oh,
platforms than.
yes. I'm not too sure about the platform side, but the production we did for Viglu was the first Australian-based vertical. So it was set in Australia. We were acting with Australian accents, which was really, really weird. Like having to do your normal voice instead of like an American voice, it was so bizarre because I'd never done it before.
Can
I
you
was like,
tell the
what?
title again, please?
Sure. Royal Prince's Secret Vacation on Viglu.
Royal Princess. Well, I will search this because I. Are you sure it's released? Because in my Viglo, I can find the title.
You can't find it? Oh no, that's not good.
Or did they change the title again?
I don't know. That's bizarre.
Yeah, that's.
Anyway,
I will
it was
check that.
cool. Yeah, it was cool to see a vertical set in Australia for the first time, and hopefully more do that, even though sometimes I feel like the accents sound so bizarre when listening to them. I prefer American accents, maybe just because that's what I'm used to with regular movies and TV. But it was a different change up. It was fun because of that reason. That it was unique.
Yeah, to be honest, I saw lately a new vertical on Candy Jar in German. Not
Yeah.
synchronized, origin speaking in German. Yeah, Candy Jar is based in Berlin.
Oh, is it? I didn't know
Yeah.
that.
And they dropped lately a show. I was totally irritated when I started it and they were speaking to it. And the subtitle was English, you know? It was a what? What's happening here? Oh, no, they're speaking German. Okay. So for me, I like the Australian accent because, you know, when you every time hear the same accent and same accent and same accent, and every time they are telling you also the same stuff, it's kind of annoying. You know what I mean? And if that's a thing I like in verticals or dislike in verticals, when you are always have to change your accent into an American accent and it's not, you know, it's not your native accent. You hear it anyway. It's also the same when I hear the German speaking people with English, the act you can hear it normally, what kind of accent they have. Or also the Ukrainian verticals with the Ukrainian actors English speaking. And for me, it's more authentic when you see that the actors are not, surely they are acting, but when the acting doesn't start already in changing an accent and making it more Western style than it is. For me, I like the accent. And I'm really looking forward to watch this vertical in Viglo if I ever find it, because I want to see a vertical in the whole Australian accent. It's, you know, for me, it's not. It doesn't make a difference if it's an American English speaking person or Australian accent. Even the same is it with the English accent verticals, which are shot in London with English, British English accent. So I think it's kind of character I like for a vertical. It's more natural. Can we say natural? That sounds a bit weirdo, but I like it, and hopefully that I think if this vertical gets great numbers, I'm sure that's not the last Wiglu vertical shot in Australia. Do you think so? No.
Hopefully not. There are some accents which are great for screen, like American, English, some European accents. Sorry. But I don't know if it's just me, but also my friends think some of my friends think that Australian accents sound so like wrong on screen. They just don't
No.
sound right.
Okay, so why do you speak with an Australian accent now to me?
Because it's my normal
It's a
voice, and I'm not
podcast,
going
you
to
know.
change
It's
my
a
normal
podcast, you know.
voice.
It's audio, pure audio lately. So, okay,
No.
it's the accent episode. German speaking with the English speaking German person with a German accent in it, and you have an Australian. So we are international, you know? Why not? Why not? When did you, or how did you get into the vertical stuff? And did you know what verticals were when you started shooting your first one?
I did not know what verticals were when I started shooting my first one. I found out very quickly what they're like to shoot.
What's happening here?
There's like, I think the main difference that you see right away is because it's shot vertically and not horizontally, everything is crammed together. So when you would be standing side by side with another person, you're now standing shoulder to shoulder or even like overlapping just to fit in the frame. It's something that surprises you at first, but you kind of learn pick up quite quickly. It also changes the kind of body actions that you can do because you can't just go like whoosh, whoosh, and you go off
Yeah, then
screen.
you're out of the picture.
You have to keep your body on screen, and also now there's more of your body. There's your waist, sometimes your legs on screen as well, and your dangling hands, which I feel like is a lot of people, a lot of actors' nightmare, is their dangling hands. What do I do with my hands? When I see some of my scenes where I've just got my hands down by my side, it doesn't look good. I don't like it at all. So I'm like, now what do I have to do with my hands? Where do I put them?
And how did you get your first vertical role?
I believe it was just one of those casting platforms. I applied, got cast, and then went on to do it. No spectacular story there. It was just a very interesting first production that I did.
And what was your first role? A day
My first
role
role.
or a bigger one, or what was the first one?
My first role was a supporting male. I'm pretty sure it was might have been the second male. It was like a good guy, best friend
Do
type
you know the
deal. So,
title? Which
yeah, the
was?
title was Contract Marriage Before Election.
Platform?
It's on Salty TV.
Oh, on Salty, I cannot watch anything because Salty is one of the only platforms still who doesn't offer or which doesn't offer a membership. You can always only buy coins and watch the series by coins. And if you have to buy coins, one series is round about 50 euros to watch.
Damn,
That's
yeah,
kind of
expensive.
stupid. Yep. Salty TV is one of the. There are not many platforms which don't offer memberships, but Salty TV is one of. Oh, here in Europe, I don't know how it's in other countries. So the Salty TV stuff I'm not able to watch at the moment. How many verticals have you done so far?
I think I've done around 12-ish. Not sure exactly. Around there.
And how
12.
many of them have you watched after release?
I've watched Myself in
Yeah.
all of them.
Completely watched.
I've only completely watched one.
That's much. So many say to me, I've never watched anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to see myself.
I want to see myself because I want to see how I did and whether there's any usable content for reels or promotional material and stuff. But sometimes the stories, you know how they are, and it's not my cup of tea in terms of media to consume.
Yeah. Is your family watching verticals of yours?
No, they don't.
No? They are not this. That's
They've
our
asked
son.
that, yeah, they've asked before, how do we watch this? And I'm like, well, I want
I don't want to watch you, my verticals.
I've sent them some links before, but I don't think they've ever really watched it. They only see like content that I repost or that gets like put on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, because one actress, Kaylin Peluso, told me in her episode that her
Oh, I've
grandma,
worked with her.
yeah, that her grandmother downloaded a lot of platforms and was a total huge Vertical fan now. And
Yeah.
yeah, she's telling everyone, "That's my granddaughter. That's my granddaughter." That's the reason why I'm asking, because everyone has, I think, a still fan in the family of watching the verticals. So that's why I'm asking if any one
Yeah.
of your family is watching it. But
No, not that I'm aware of.
maybe they are not watching it because they don't want to get a bad impression of you. That you can be
Yeah.
so bad and villain one.
Maybe that's the reason. Maybe mum doesn't want to see me as a bad
That's not
guy.
my son. Yeah.
Exactly.
I recorded an episode with Buddy Kane, and he told me that his mom doesn't watch the verticals because she cannot see how he gets hurt.
Oh,
That's so sweet. She
that's
cannot
sweet,
watch
yeah.
verticals because she doesn't want to see his getting the son beaten up.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
I love this kind of stories, you know. My family, for example, when I did a movie here in Germany, they watched it, but they were kind of, first, they didn't recognize me in this movie because I played a wife of a French president, so kind of looked, it was based in the Second World War. So it was like a time capsule where I was taken back to then, and with a total different hairs and makeup stuff, and they didn't recognize me first when they saw me. And then my dad said, "Where were you in this movie?" And I said, "I'm this one." "What? This? Oh, okay." And I said, "Yep, yeah, that's me."
That.
So,
That's some good hair and makeup and
yeah,
costume.
I said to him, "Are you sure you have a big TV and you didn't recognize your own daughter? Please." And he said, "No, I didn't recognize you." So, no, that's why I'm asking, because normally I think parents are always proud of you, what you are doing. So maybe did they watch any horizontal stuff you did?
I don't think so. In terms of horizontals, I've only done a few short films. I'm sure, like, if I got it up and showed them, they would obviously watch. But it's also a matter of the media isn't exactly super accessible, and super accessible for them when they're not, the most tech talented.
Yeah, I know.
So, like verticals, it's always
Same.
behind a paywall.
Yeah, same with my parents, yeah.
So if something was easy to access, say I was like on a Netflix movie, then they'd watch it like straight away because we've already got like a Netflix subscription.
Yeah.
But the other stuff, yeah, not super accessible.
What kind of role attracts you to play?
In any form of acting, I would see, I do like villains. I do really like good villains. There's a difference there. Very good villains. And something like the Joker or some really like grand villain would be super fun to play. I would
So
really like to do that
physical
one day.
tactic ones.
Something like, something like serial killer-ish. Even something that's like on like the monster series. I'd really like to do one of those one day. Absolutely scare the bejeebus out of people.
And then everyone is saying, no, Harrison is not that nice guy anymore. Nope. I have nightmares about him. And then you are out. And then what you're doing then, isn't it sometimes kind of bothering when you get pick hold in stuff like that?
When I get what, sorry?
Pick hold when you always get only seen as a villain. I spoke, for example, for another actor. He never ever had a nice role. He's always casted as the villain one.
Yeah, that is a challenge that I'm currently facing.
Yeah.
A lot of people do see me as just a villain, and so it's a challenge that I'm facing now and trying to work my way around.
Yeah.
A lot of my branding now on Instagram is more hero focused than villain focused. I'm constantly updating my material with more hero related content, sending that out to casters, trying to get those auditions, and also improving how I act as a hero. Many months ago, it was shocking when I look back at it, how I acted in those audition tapes. And now I look at it and it's a lot better than what it was before. It might not be the best. I think it's pretty good, but with any career progression, you'll probably look back at it in another 6 months to a year and be like, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but
But
it's I think it's
I think it's
mostly the same because you are improving and you were moving on in your acting style and stuff like that, so
It's always improving, and you're always looking back and being like, well, it's not as good as what I probably could do now, but you can appreciate what you did. And if you did do good work, then you're like, yeah, that was good work.
what makes a good acting work for you? When you see yourself, you said you watch yourself in verticals later. Are you more the critical type or are you more the enjoying type watching yourself?
I am very self-critical in all aspects of my life, especially my work. I watch it, and the thing that makes me determine whether it's a good performance or not essentially boils down to one thing, and that is, do I believe the character? It does the character seem real to me and natural? If I look at the character and it looks like it's fake, like it's acting, then I don't think it's a good performance. If I look at it and it looks real, it doesn't look like it's acting. It looks like just a person, a character doing their thing, living in their life and their circumstances, then I think it's good acting.
Yeah, but
And then is it interesting and engaging as well?
that's exactly a point. Sometimes in verticals, you see exactly which actor what took the job because of the money, because of free time doing that, and sometimes you see exactly who lives the role. You know what I mean? It's you can see it as the audience, you can see it directly which one was full of depth played and which was full of okay, let's do it, it's a job. You know what I mean? You see that exactly. You see that. Which one of your shooting you enjoyed most so far and why?
I really enjoyed shooting a series called Superstar, which is coming out mid-December. I'm very excited for it. I shot that in China in about September, I think. And it was, I just had the nicest time when I was there on my trip. I don't know exactly what it boiled down to, but I
On
just
set
had
or
an
around the set
just
or
everything. On set, the production team was great. I
okay.
had such a fun time shooting. The director, Johnny, was great. The character arc of my character, who was a villain, but it was a really nice character arc and it was different to what I played before, which was great. We were playing baseball as part of the shoot, which was great.
Was
The
the
hotel, the
Which was the
market
female
street.
lead, Christine K. Larsen? Was it this
Christina,
one? Okay.
yeah, Christine
K.
Larson,
Larsen. It's
Kay
it's
Larson,
a
yeah.
Danish name,
And
so
Conan. Yeah.
we pronounce it Christine K. Larsen. That's the original pronunciation. And the English
Larson.
speaking people are saying Christine K. Larsen. That's exactly the same, or like with my name. I recorded with her already. And I asked her if I can pronounce her name in the Danish version. And she said, oh, yes, please, I want to hear it correctly. No, but I saw the BTS. I think it was on your profile or on her profile about this baseball one in China. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a really international cast as well, which was surprising because every time I've gone overseas to work on a vertical, it's always been me and the rest of the cast have been Americans. But this one, I went over, so it was me, an Australian, Christine, a Danish girl. Conan, an Irish boy. We had, oh no, I'm forgetting her name. Jennifer, an American girl. And we also had a Scottish guy, Martin. And yeah, it was just a really like international diverse cast, which was great.
Yeah, but I think that makes a great vibe.
It was a good vibe. I had a lot of fun with those
Because
guys.
I think you haven't met before the
No,
shooting.
that was the
Yeah.
first time.
So I think it's kind of fresh and inspiring to get people from all over the world to shoot together because everyone has their own experiences in another cultural way, let's say it that way. And I think that's in combination always brings really great stuff. Do you already know when this show will drop?
I believe it's coming mid-December, so very soon.
Platform?
Not entirely sure, but you'll see it everywhere, all over my profiles, all over the other
Hopefully.
guys' profiles,
Because there
and
haven't
I
been
hope to see a few
so
fresh
many baseball ones lately, because a lot of sportive
have.
ones were dropped lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of sportive ones with tennis, with football, with hockey, with swimming, with every time the sport changes and the story was the same. So I'm hoping that you have both kind of new way sport and the storyline.
Hopefully.
Did you ever play baseball in your life?
No, I've played plenty of cricket, which is vaguely similar, but quite different, to be fair. But I've like hit a baseball tee ball for fun before. But
So was
yeah.
it hard to prepare for this role?
No, there wasn't like a ton of actual like hitting and playing baseball in the show. So that wasn't too bad. I was actually a pitcher in the show, so I did throw a few balls, which was fun. And hopefully it looks good on screen because I remember I threw some of them and they really just were not good throws. They were going left to right, and I was like, oh God, my moment had come and I just fumbled it.
Yeah, because sometimes in verticals, you know, even if it's not in the sportive ones, there are also a lot of cooking verticals lately where you can
Yeah.
see exactly that the people were not so common in using a
Yeah,
knife correctly. So that's always nice to see if it
If
looks,
that
let's
those little
call it
details.
real or not.
Yeah, that
So
realism.
did you shot a Christmas vertical? Because I'm really hoping for some Christmas verticals.
I haven't shot a Christmas vertical, but I want to.
Yeah, but
But now it's
then,
probably too late to shoot it because it won't come
yeah,
out in
I think
time.
this year, yes. And I'm not sure if you can do that in Australia. Then you have to
Although, I...
go where
sorry,
it
sorry
snow.
to cut you off. I haven't shot a Christmas vertical, but the short film I've got coming up is Christmas period. It's Christmas themed, kind of.
With snow.
No, there's no snow. We're in Australia.
Okay, so then we are at that
Hot
point.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Kangaroos with budgie smugglers on type of Christmas.
Difficult to see that as a Christmas one. Okay, I see. I see. So you have been in China and in Istanbul. Did you shoot somewhere else, verticals or in Australia, the other ones?
I've shot verticals in Australia, both in Sydney and Melbourne, and then the few cities I've done in China and Turkey.
So, what was the difference between these sets in the different countries?
Well, I noticed in Turkey and China, there's a much bigger crew, and that comes down, so there's like way more people doing each job, which is
Yeah.
great. It means more efficiency and things get done quicker. And that basically boils down to the fact that crew rates over there are cheaper than crew rates in Australia. It's one of the reasons I think that Australian vertical productions haven't really soared yet, is because prices in Australia to make verticals are a lot more expensive than their counterparts overseas. So,
Okay.
like the crew rates, location rates, even just simple things like food and costume and all that, it's just more expensive in Australia. Whereas overseas, you can get a lot of things for cheaper.
And what about, I was told when I spoke with some actors also shot in China that their shooting days were longer in the
Yeah,
time.
that's another thing that sometimes happens on Chinese sets, which differs to American, I think Canadian and Australian sets, is the shooting hours. Sometimes you'll get a production that goes a lot longer each day in China. Just, I don't know, I think it's just a cultural thing. Whereas in the Western countries, they're kind of like, okay, this is getting too long. We're done for the day. Whereas
Finished.
in China, it's just keep going until they get it done.
Did you ever have a role model in acting?
A role model. I've definitely had actors or performances that I've kind of really liked and looked up to, I suppose. I don't think I've had one singular role model. Some kind of, there's so many good actors in the world. Some of the top ones that I'll mention are Leonardo DiCaprio, especially in his younger films. I really like that period of his acting. In comedy, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, both
Oh,
giants
Steve Carell is
in their
great.
spaces. Adam Sandler, I just find his movies very funny. there's too many great actors to name. I didn't have one specific role model, but you can see from a lot of really great performances that like a really good performance makes you feel stuff, and whether that's just enjoyment or whether that's something else. And it almost, when it moves you in that sort of way, not to be too like Oh, it moved me because I don't like talking like that. But when you like, you feel you have a feeling from it, it can inspire you as a as an actor earlier in your career to keep going and strive to do the best you can so that hopefully you can do that to an audience in your performances.
When did you know you want to be an actor? And how did you start this whole acting school, theater, or what?
So I first began acting when I was in year 8 drama class, and I did that throughout the whole of high school. And then I took a break. I went and did an IT degree at university, and it was around the end of my IT degree, the third year. I had a couple internships throughout the degree. And so I was working at a tech company for 6 months. And I was doing the work there, and I just wasn't interested by it. And granted, it was a bit general, but I just wasn't interested enough by it. And I was like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. My two big passions coming out of high school were acting and technology. And so I'd kind of done the tech side, and I still love tech, but just that specific sort of job type wasn't for me. And then I was like, I'm gonna give acting a go again next year. I'm gonna pick it up. And that was 3 years ago, and I haven't looked back since. After really getting into it and doing it as my main drive, I wouldn't change it.
Do you take some acting class or stuff like that?
Yeah, I've taken acting classes before. I've gone to a few places. I was at a place recently that I really liked, and then it shut down, which was sad, and it's trying to relocate at the moment. That was a good place and had some good actors in it. So I'm hoping it opens up again soon somewhere in Sydney and so I can pick back up classes there. But also, like doing all these verticals, you're constantly unavailable for acting classes. But having acting classes where you can practice and get really helpful advice from good teachers is, I think, important and really helpful, especially between when you're not shooting.
True. What attracts you at doing verticals?
What attracts me to doing verticals? Getting to act, getting to do productions and do work, and the money and the traveling are just really great side benefits. But getting to actually do a production that is professionally made, comes out professionally done, that's really cool to me.
You
So,
know,
and
some.
it's like I enjoy when I'm actually on set acting. I really like doing it. So,
And
yeah.
this shortened time is not a problem for you that it's sometimes so fast going on a vertical set?
Well, I have a preference towards horizontal acting. I guess that's what you could call it. Horizontal acting at the moment. But verticals are the dominant productions taking place in terms of quantity and accessibility for my level, I guess, in my career at the moment. And they're providing great experience, a great place to learn and improve, and all the wonderful side benefits that come with it. So I'm not complaining in the least about doing verticals. I really enjoy doing them because before the verticals came along, I just wasn't acting really. You know, you'd have the sporadic thing, the sporadic short film or commercial that's throughout the year, but there wasn't really all that much, especially in Sydney,
Okay.
except unless you were like right at the top doing the big TV shows or streaming shows or the movies that came through. So having this, which provides a lot more work for actors and for crew, it's great. Verticals are great in that facet, that they've brought a lot more work to all these people who are earlier in the earlier stages of their professional careers.
Have you ever thought about moving, for example, to LA or stuff like that?
Yeah, I've definitely considered it. I think it would be a very appropriate and beneficial move for my acting career. Somewhere that has a lot more work than Australia, whether that be LA, New York, Vancouver, anywhere in Canada. Even like a few people have moved over to China or South Korea.
True, yeah.
Yeah, where like there's a lot more work going on in those places than there is where I'm currently at in Sydney. And so that would be the motivating factor for me to move. And it's definitely a potential option in the coming years. Nothing set in stone, but it has been on my mind.
You know, some people say no, it's not open for discussion because I don't know, I don't want to leave my family or my country or stuff like that. I spoke with Declan Clifford, also Aussie guy in LA living, and I asked him if he ever regretted it moving because of the big distance to the family now, and he said no. For my acting career, it was really great to do it because, as you said, they were so. I think the verticals were still at the beginning. They will grow more and more. And so he said to me, in LA, there's always work for a good vertical actor at the moment, luckily. So that was the reason why I'm asking. Do you see a chance that this space will grow in Australia also more in the next, I think, 2 years, for example?
I'm not sure. I hope it does. But we've also seen the same thing with the horizontal industry in Australia. Like they've been trying to push and get more shows being shot here. The efforts of those organizations, they've put in effort to do that. The results haven't been amazing. There still isn't that much content being shot in Australia and in Sydney. So whether that's the same for verticals or not, who knows? We'll find out soon enough.
True.
I hope that more productions keep producing films here. It's definitely a thing about price and the capacity to produce good content, since there's so many less. I'm not sure if that's technically correct. There's
Yeah,
so
but
much less
I know what you mean.
creative, here in Sydney than there are in places like LA or Vancouver or wherever.
So, what would be a really challenging role for you in a vertical one?
Well, the current challenge is trying to get cast as a romantic hero.
The lovey-dovey husband, CEO, billionaire, hidden
Yeah.
identity.
Vampire werewolf in disguise.
Have you ever done a werewolf one?
No, I haven't done a werewolf. I'd love to. I reckon it'd be really fun.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's my main challenge at the moment, is trying to get cast as that. I suppose in terms of what would be a hard role, sometimes it might be that romantic lead would be challenging, but it would be something to grow from. Sometimes I watch
Are you not the
my,
romantic type or what?
well, sometimes I watch my tapes and I'm like, you don't look great in this tape. It's like it doesn't look romantic. And that's like something I've been like working on and trying to make better. But it's like, gosh,
I've
you're
never
like
heard that I'm
something's wrong with the
trying to
angles or
look
something.
more romantic.
I'm
Okay.
got to work on my flirtation and stuff.
On your romantic sense.
Yeah, my romantic sense. Gotta be that, like,
Oh.
good looking heartthrob kind of vibe. Whereas I'm out here just goofing
Yeah, in a romantic way, you have to be more serious.
Yeah, I suppose so.
More serious and, let's say it, heartfelt or empathetic against a woman. You have to watch all the classic love story movies that you can see. Watch what melts the heart of a woman.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I like a rom-com.
Yeah, the really, stuff like, let's
Like the
say,
Notebook. Oh,
there is a. If we are not talking about verticals, the kind of movies we like, Email for You with Tom Hanks, and
I'm not
that's,
sure if I've seen that one.
or Bridget Jones, or
Bridget Jones.
yeah,
Yeah.
stuff like that, you have to watch. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, why not?
I'll do my homework. Guys, I'm preparing. I'm watching movies. I'm preparing for a role.
Yeah,
I'm not just
give
watching
this
movies.
man, give this man a romantic. Maybe it would work if it would be a romantic comedian one.
Yeah.
What I'm missing in the verticals storyline is, although it's kind of normal story, is verticals about dating platforms. I think I've seen three or four.
Dating platforms.
Yeah, I think I've th seen three or four verticals about dating platform connections where they meet over dating platform and stuff like that. For me, it's not needed always the typical CEO billionaire hidden identity shit stuff.
You know how a dating platform would go? It'd be like, oh my gosh, I matched with this guy on Tinder. And he's actually a billionaire.
Okay, yeah, true.
That's
Okay, true. True.
how
But
it
I,
would get made.
yeah, then you have also the hidden identity stuff. But
Yeah.
for the storyline, it's not needed that he's a billionaire.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
Okay, the typical vertical trope needed a
No.
billionaire.
Oh my God, guys, I matched with this girl on Tinder, and she's actually an heiress.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm a janitor and she's an heiress.
yeah. It's like, guys, I can't find anyone that loves me just for me and not for my money. So I'm gonna go on this dating app and find someone
Yeah.
real.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how like the intro
But I
would go.
think, to be honest, in this kind of storyline, you will never see that the man is so dominant and the women are always so weak. Because I hate in verticals that the women are always shown as super weak and not survivable without any man. I hate this. So if you're doing this like an online dating platform, maybe she's an heiress and he's a billionaire, who I don't know. But mostly the storyline would give the chance that they are equal in the partnership later. Who
Yeah,
knows?
I agree. I don't like seeing things like when the female lead is just really weak and gets pushed over all the time and is always
And mostly in
crying.
verticals, they need to get hooked up that they can get out of this misery.
Yeah. Again, it's a cultural thing with how, an Eastern market would interpret and react to that sort of story compared to a Western market.
Yeah. But you know, all the storylines like my ex's uncle puts quadruplets in me. This kind of titles and storylines are simply silly. You know? Or what about kind of romantic story like you're playing a doctor and you have a really critical surgery on a patient and you fall in love with the patient.
Yeah.
You and as a doctor in a white, yeah.
Is that for me or is that
Yeah,
just in
why
general?
not?
I'll be a doctor. My sisters are doctors and nurses, so I'll learn my
Yes.
skills from them. There
You have the perfect chance to prepare the role. No, you know, I think that kind of that storyline is more down to earth, like this whole billionaire CEO shit. Or getting married, one of the person is going 3 years apart, come back after 3 years and they don't recognize each other.
And then they're like, oh
Really?
my gosh, I need to find this person from when I was
Yes.
5 years old. They're my
Yes.
true love.
Yes. Really? No.
Yeah. Silly, silly stuff.
So we need a bit of better stories. What kind of storyline would really catch you as an actor to do?
Serial killer.
You want to be the villain always. You said to me that you are trying to be more the romantic lead guy, and then you are saying now you want to be a serial killer?
Hey, the
What?
serial killer could be the romantic lead as
Oh, come
well.
on, no.
And then the
You
female's also
cannot
a
be
serial killer.
romantic as a killer.
Yeah, I lure people in being romantic and then stabby stab.
Harrison, that won't work. You have to overthink this.
Okay. What if it's like Bonnie and Clyde-esque? So they're both the female and male are like criminals or whatever, and they're on the run. And so they fall in love with each other, but they still do bad things. Or maybe they don't do bad. Maybe they do really cool things like rob banks and stuff.
They can fight for justice for the poor ones like Robin Hood in her newer version.
Good, yeah. Good.
And
They
not
could go
being a
around killing people
serial
together.
killer. Come on.
They could both be serial killers. What about that? And fall in love while they're killing people.
Always need the bad vibe, aren't you, huh?
The
That doesn't
best
work.
roles are anti-hero roles.
I see you wanna be the villain. You wanna be kind of asshole in the verticals, huh?
Doesn't have to be an asshole. Doesn't have to be an asshole. But like, I think that really interesting roles are roles that you almost shouldn't like. You know you shouldn't like, but then you do like them.
Yeah, I feel it. The kind of way you're thinking, oh, come on, what a badass. And then you think, but I like that. And you don't want to admit it that you like this kind of role, but you like it. Kind of sympathy for the. Yeah, that's true. We will see what kind of roles will getting up to you, but I think maybe mostly Will and Rose because you enjoyed it so much to play.
No, we've the leads are coming. The romantic leads, they're coming. Mark my words.
Yeah, but the
2026.
romantic leads without a villain
Without
touch.
killing anyone, okay, fine. Yeah,
Yeah, let's start it as a totally nice person, not always,
2026,
you know.
the year that Harrison is the romantic lead.
Harrison Keene goes romantic. Oh, that's the title
Harrison
of this
Kingos.
episode. 2026, Harrison Keane goes romantic.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Watch
That's
out,
perfect.
girls. Oh,
Oh, holy moly. But then you should post also romantic stuff on your social.
I post like most of my content now is more hero romantic focused. Like the other day, I posted this really like cinematic shot from a production we shot, a BTS photo, and it was like me and the female lead, like close, like nearly kissing. Yeah, it's
Ooh.
gonna, ooh,
Ooh.
are they gonna kiss?
Ooh. Okay. I will watch
I was meant
this.
to see
I will
someone.
watch this. How it will go for you. How you will end up in what
Mark
kind
my
of
words. It's
Yeah.
coming.
And then you will send me a message. See, I told you. Right? Right.
You be
Yeah.
sure. Every once I've got like a really nice romantic lead coming out, I'll be messaging everybody. I'll be like,
Yeah,
look, look, look,
I
watch
told you
this.
I can be romantic. Maybe
Yeah,
you should buy your book, Romantic Tricks for Dummies, or stuff like that. I'm sure some of these books will
how
exist where you can
to be
learn.
romantic, a
Yeah.
step-by-step guide.
Yeah. Ask ChatGPT. Listen, I want to be a big romantic guy. What should I do? And then you can get a trainee program.
I'll go out into the world. I'll take my book out to a nice bar or something. I'll be like, okay, step one, go compliment a girl. All right. Hi.
That would be so lovely. And then filming it. That would be a great vertical. Come on. A guy who wants to get nice. So kind of bucket list how to get romantic. And that about a vertical.
My gosh, you could shoot it as a vertical.
That would be such a great comedian rom-com vertical style.
There
We should write
we
that
go.
down, Harrison.
That's a brilliant idea.
You know, I think that would be a kind of storylines the audience would love to see. Because funny, kind of, oh, hopefully he will get this girl or not or whatever.
Yeah.
And this kind of earning more and more sympathy while the vertical runs. With this, oh no, he's dumb at the beginning. Oh no, he cannot do that. He cannot, you know, where all the audience is like, oh, will he get it? Oh, will he be nice? Oh no, he shouldn't have done this. Oh no, maybe he should, you know, this kind of being so attracted to watch it till the end if you're getting in the end a good romantic guy or not.
I've got a question for you.
What?
Do you think that verticals should be, or would, or, in the future, I suppose, are essentially going to become the same thing as most horizontal movies are? But just in a vertical format? Or do you think they would benefit more from, or do you think they're going to become the same, different genres and tropes and stuff that horizontal movies are, but still with the technicality of, cliffhangers every like couple minutes because it's every 30 seconds, really dramatic sort of stuff, but expanded into the broad horizon of all the different stuff that horizontal movies are? Or
First,
do you think, yeah.
I enjoyed watching The Summer I Turned Bad in horizontal because it was one of the verticals you can also watch in a horizontal. I think the thing is, I started watching verticals at the end of 2023, so really from the beginning. And for when you are started watching it that early, after 1 year, the stories are always the same and lame stuff. For me, I mostly turn, I would say, 30% of the verticals off before the end at the moment, because Mostly after 3, 4, 5 episodes, you know exactly how the story will go on and end, you know? That's the reason, simply because the story is every time the same one. The cast changes, or as I said with the sport, if one, the sport changes, but the storyline is the same. I think for me, and that doesn't matter if it's horizontal or vertical, it definitely would be more attractive in the future to get more kind of realistic stories, not always this hidden heiress, billionaire CEO banquet stuff. As I said, more this storylines where the audience can feel with you. This, like, for example, dating apps. I'm sure that more than the half of the people get each know others per dating apps now, because it's totally a common use to get a partner today. Or also kind of, as I said, a storyline where both the male and the female one are equal in their roles, and not always this weak woman shit who got knocked up. So for me, it doesn't make a difference if it's vertical or horizontal. The prior thing who should change is the storyline, firstly. And then you can attract more audience. You know, sure, I don't understand why a lot of women are watching this so abusive verticals. And when you started in watching 2023 till now, it get more and more abusive. The first stories you saw in verticals haven't been so abusive like lately the stories. There were not so many kidnapping, raping, miscarriage, abortion stuff like now. And for me, it's sometimes really annoying now watching verticals because the story is total shit, and a good cast cannot make a shit story good. That's fact. So I think the most important thing that needs to change is the storylines. We need kind of more fresh story, more new stories, more down-to-earth stories. For example, did you ever see Emergency Room or stuff like that, or Scrubs?
I've heard of them, I haven't seen them.
So Scrubs, for example, is a typical hospital series, soap opera, rom-com style, you know, with some serious themes, but also kind of funny parts with their interactive with the colleagues, kind of changing patient stuff and like that. That's a storyline, or that's a set which gives you more, so many possibilities to change in the story, you know? And I would love to see not only one lead pair in a role. Maybe there are some different type of acting pairs in a vertical, you know? Not only always this one, and they make the whole story. And I think a big problem of the verticals at the moment is the first 10 episodes, or till the paywall, they are so overloaded with so many stories. In the first 10 episodes, there were raping, kidnapping, abortion, slapping, banquets, you know, it's so full. And after the paywall is hit, the story flats, because you have been attracted to watch the 12th, 13th episode, but then the story normally drops. And I would love to see more constancy in a story, and more realistic is a bad expression for something that is not nearly realistic, but more stories where the audience can feel it, what's happening, because maybe they were in the same situations in their lives or stuff like that.
I can relate to it more, yeah.
Yeah, so I would love to see that more, but I think it doesn't matter if it's horizontal or vertical.
So then, what makes you watch verticals over watching horizontal movies?
Since I started watching verticals, I've never used my TV again, to be honest. For me, watching verticals is easy because I can do it with my smartphone anywhere. When I'm sitting somewhere in a waiting room, when I'm sitting in a train or in a car,
Okay, and
anywhere.
what makes you watch verticals on your phone rather than going onto something like Netflix and just flicking your phone horizontally? Why do you choose the verticals over those sort of movies?
I think it's the kind of advertising in Instagram and Facebook because, there are so many shows dropping. And when I'm scrolling through Instagram or stuff like that, mostly there pops up any ad. And if there's something in this episode which is shown, which makes me, oh, that looks nice, the cast looks nice. Maybe it's not the typical shitty story again. I'm interested to take a look what it is like. And if it's a platform, I'm already having a membership. So for me, it's surely easy and free to watch it completely. I watch it because I see a few pictures of it and that attracts me. Well, Netflix stuff. I don't have a next Netflix subscription, but it doesn't matter. Every other thing, you don't get advertising or not much advertising. So that.
Do you have any subscriptions to horizontal streaming
Yeah.
services?
Yeah.
Like, what's one, for example?
For example, Amazon Prime
Amazon
or
Prime. So do you
Apple
reckon
TV.
if, yeah, so do you reckon if you were scrolling through Instagram and there was more ads for like Amazon Prime movies, then that would maybe draw you in more?
Because I'm kind of wanna know how does it look. I'm not that type of only because of any title, I'm not turning on something. I'm more the type of I want to see what I will watch or what I will get.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a visibility thing. Verticals are just a lot more visible to you,
Because they are popping
especially through
so lately,
Instagram.
so many up. And the easy thing is about in the vertical stuff is mostly, for example, on the ads on Instagram, there's directly the link to the show, and I click on it, and boom, I'm in the show, and I can see. And if I have a membership, I normally click randomly on, let's say, episode 25 and watch this episode with the double speed to see if there are classic trope sentence or classic banquet scenes or anything like that. And if it looks really interesting to me, I watch the whole thing. And that's, for example, not so normally makeable in the horizontal stuff. So that's,
That's interesting.
for me, it's much easier to get to a vertical than to a horizontal.
Yeah, they're more visible and they're easier to consume, to
At the
access.
moment, yes,
Yeah,
absolutely.
okay.
And
Interesting.
sometimes for me, to be honest, horizontal stuff is not so attractive to watch on the smartphone, even if it's possible.
It's just too small, or.
And mostly the sound for the horizontals need mostly better sounds than vertical.
What do you mean better sound? Like,
The sound
what sort of
effect,
thing?
they have normally more sound effects.
Like verticals, you're saying.
Verticals,
Verticals
you.
do have a lot of sound effects. Do you think they're
They're stupid, sorry. I told it.
good for
No.
the show?
No.
No.
I said that lately to the post-production team in Vietnam because there was one of them, the sound mixing person. And I also
that,
hate
yeah.
only the shitty voiceovers in verticals, exactly like sometimes the background music is so badly chosen.
Yeah, it's almost like the sound effects are just there to keep audience engagement every few seconds.
In a vertical, in my opinion, you don't need sound effects.
No, you don't need sound effects, but the way verticals are designed, it's almost like our audience has the smallest attention span ever. So we need something to happen every 2, 3 seconds that's
That's why they
gonna,
are doing the
in case
shitty
their mind starts
cliffhangers.
fading, yeah, it keeps it there.
I
The
hate the
cliffhanger a
cliffhangers.
bit, the constant action, like the slapping, the throwing down, whatever's happening, the abusive language, the sound effects even, and the music happening every few seconds. It's everything just to keep your attention right there.
That's the same with these
Even if it's not
interactive
good
ones.
for the production.
Yeah, that's the same with the interactive verticals.
Yeah.
I hate them. But yeah. You know, I think every audience and every culture is different in watching verticals. And I'm sure that at the moment they are trying to figure out what works best.
Yeah. And what works best? Some people are trying to figure out what works best for the audience and is going to keep a strong audience foundation. Some people are working out what works best to make the most money.
Yeah, you know, but it's kind of in a relationship because the audience brings the money.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be two separate things.
I think so.
But
Yeah. We will see. Harrison, at the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie. Everyone the same five question. So first one, I want to know what's your favorite dish, food.
Chicken schnitzel.
With only chicken schnitzel?
Like, and chips.
Chicken schnitzel. Do you like
With tomato
the
sauce, if
Asian
anything.
food?
I like Asian food. Actually, fried chicken is probably a more accurate answer, but chicken schnitzel is quite close to that.
Yeah, I like schnitzel. Here in Germany, you can
Yeah.
get really great schnitzel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And what kind of film is your all-time favorite one to watch?
What film?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't pin down one exact film, but I'm
Or
gonna say
let's say, like some of your colleagues told me, a so-called comfort movie.
comfort movies. I also don't have comfort movies, but
No? Okay.
some of my favorite movies are things like Guardians of the Galaxy, Top Gun Maverick was sensational. Oh my gosh, there's so many good
Top
movies.
Gun. Ha! Top Gun is good.
It is.
It's really good.
Jurassic World, I really like. Yeah.
And what type of music are you listening?
Mostly indie folk music.
For example?
So, for example, like, I quite like international folk music. So, whether that's American and it's more country themed, or whether it's like Irish folk music, or I'm sure Germany probably has some great folk music that I haven't listened to, which I might get onto if you've got any sources, let me know. Yeah, indie folk music is probably my number one category, with the 502s being my favorite band. That's an American group. But yeah, I like music of all genres. It just
You're
depends on the
not so
song.
specific to one kind of
No.
art music. Okay, that's good. And when I would come up to you and say, Harrison, I want to start watching Vertical, which one of yours should I definitely have watched? What would you say to me?
The vertical that I've been in that I think is the best vertical to watch as a whole is The Summer I Turned Bad, which is on Drama Pops. That is the best production I believe I've been in. My best performance, I think it's actually in an upcoming vertical coming out mid-December,
So
hopefully,
maybe
which
it's released until this
superstar.
episode will get released.
Maybe. It's called, I believe it's called Superstar. Title may change, obviously,
We will
but it's
write
the
it in the
baseball vertical.
description. We will write the title and the platform into the description of this episode.
Yeah, the baseball themed one that I shot in China, coming out very soon. Really great character arc for myself, and I'm really excited to see it.
Okay, and last question. What kind of genre you wanna play or see more in the vertical world?
I would love to see more science fiction, sci-fi stuff. There is a bit of sci-fi stuff. I shot one recently that was a time travel one. Although I would love to see, something with like aliens or something like that. That'd be really cool. Like aliens, and whether you're fighting them or whether you befriend them or whether you're on this alien planet. Oh, sign me up.
Alien planet. Ooh. But
That'd be
then you
awesome.
have, is there a villain possible? You want to be the
Yeah. What if
best?
I'm an alien villain?
Ooh. That's the
Ooh.
next possible, but that cannot be romantic also. Sorry.
Yeah. I'll be the romantic lead who goes to this alien planet
The
and
hero
falls in
who
love.
saves the hero who saves the
Who
world from
saves?
this alien.
All the aliens are actually nice, and I fall in love with this nice alien girl, and they bash humans, right? Like Avatar,
The alien eras. Okay, I see there's a
the
lot of potential. There is a lot of
alien
potential.
era. Definitely,
And
definitely.
as you said, we will see what the upcoming year is holding or
Yeah,
giving
big
us
things for
for you.
Harrison in 2026.
Yeah, the Harrison goes straight in 2026. We will see.
And big Harrison goes straight.
I keep that in mind, Harrison. Thank you so much for your time and for joining me on this episode. It was a pleasure talking to you, Harrison.
You so
So,
much for having me. It was absolutely a fun old time talking
the
to
romantic villain type.
you.
I'm not sure as what I should see you now. The romantic villain.
You will see me as the lead coming soon.
Okay. Okay, that's the main part as a lead.
As the
We don't
lead.
know yet what lead, but as a lead,
Didn't
it's the
specify
important
as
stuff
the
is the lead. Okay, I get it. Okay.
lead.
I get it. I get it. So, thank you very much. Have a lovely week, Harrison, and I'm sending you a lot of greetings to Down Under. And if you ever come to Germany, let me know.
I'll be there. I'll be there in
I
the
will do
mountains.
a
Oh,
cut.
the
Yeah, he's
dogs
not
returned.
going to bed now. No,
Help me.
no. If you ever come to Germany, I will do a cultural trip with you to this through the south. Okay.
I would love
Wait,
that.
let's do that. So thanks, Harrison. Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.